Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Today, host Richard Pettis brings you the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the Saint of the Day, and our daily update. We will be right back after a few messages.
Looking for a Catholic counselor? Dr. Peter Klaponis, Deb Rojas, and the team at Integrity Counseling Services provide faithful Catholic counseling in Pennsylvania and beyond. We offer telehealth and in-person counseling for porn addiction, betrayal trauma, anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, and much more. You can find us at integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781. That's integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781.
Looking for a Catholic counselor or coach? Dr. Fred Boley provides faithful Catholic counseling and coaching for men in Missouri and beyond. He conveniently offers telehealth services for anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, or just getting stuff done. You can find him at stbarn.org or 872-269-1280. Once again, the number is 872-269-1280.
She is a Catholic recording artist, multi-award-winning songwriter. She sings contemporary and folk rock music. She has been in the music industry for over 5 years. Her music is her ministry. She aims to help people that suffer from all kinds of pain in life and try to bring them to the Lord through her music. She has 3 albums out and her music is being played on radio stations all over the world. Her website is lisamarienicole.com and she is on social media. Her music page is facebook.com Lisa Songs of Worship. YouTube at Lisa M. Nicole. Instagram Lisa_Marie_Nicole_official. Her songs can be purchased on her website, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and everywhere else. Her merchandise store has everything for her ministry and can be accessed through her website. Her new CDs will be available very soon and can be purchased through her website. She counts herself blessed that God has chosen her to help spread his message. She is Lisa Marie Nicole. Get her music today.
The Four Persons Network asks our Catholic friends to check out and join the fast-growing Catholic website, message board, and community at Catholicism Rock. The quality and diversity of contributors is breathtaking and the content spans everything from education to news and commentary and spiritual insight. Partners of the Four Persons and our friends. Please check them out at CatholicismRocks.com.
We at the Four Persons invite you to check out the Rock Company located in Bethlehem. Our friends Tony and Paulette Rock have an incredible selection of hand-crafted masterpieces and religious items. From nativity sets and Last Supper carvings to rosaries and crucifixes. They have items for every budget from modest cost all the way up to priceless treasures. They ship anywhere in the world. Please visit them at therockcompanyshop.com and tell them you heard about them on The Four Persons. The Four Persons, Inc. is a federally registered and licensed 501c3 charity. Any use of any of our content without our permission is prohibited by law. Our purpose is evangelization, education, and social action. Please go to our website at thefourpersons.com or our blog site at thefourpersons.net to make your tax-deductible donation by credit or debit card. You can also send a check to The Four Persons, Inc., P.O. Box 11214, Manassas, Virginia, 20113. To contact us, send us an email at email@thefourpersons.com. Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ in atonement of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, excuse me, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One,
Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Saint Faustina, pray for us. Pope Saint John Paul II, pray for us. So let's talk about our saint of the day. Our saint of the day is Saint Benedicta Cambiagno Frassinello. Saint Benedicta Cambiagno Frassinello was raised in a family where she received devout training in her rich Catholic faith. She was married and lived with her husband as husband and wife for 2 years before taking a joint vow of chastity with her husband. They would both join religious orders before she was called to be a teacher, and her husband was pulled out of seminary to work with her in setting up the schools. So let's look into the life of Saint Benedicta Cambiagno Frassinello. Saint Benedicta was born October 2nd, 1791, in Langasco in Genoa, Italy. She was the sixth of six children born to Giuseppe Cambiagno and Francesco Giglione. During her childhood and adolescence, the region of Genoa was subject to significant political discord, chaos, and upheaval. As a result, her family moved and settled in Pavia, a small town in Lombardy in northern Italy. The family settled in Pavia in 1804 when she was about 13 or 14. 7 years later, in 1811, Saint Benedicta had a spiritual experience that led her to know that she wanted to live a life of penance and mortification. However, out of obedience to her parents, she married Giovanni Battista Frassinello in the Basilica of San Michele on February 7, 1816. Giovanni was a farmer and a carpenter. For 2 years, they lived together as husband and wife. After 2 years of marriage, they decided to live a celibate life together like brother and sister. This was because Giovanni was totally impressed with Saint Benedicta's holiness and desire to live a religious life. At some point, the couple took in Saint Benedicta's sister Maria, as she suffered from intestinal cancer. Maria had been left by her husband. They cared for Maria until her death in July of 1825. Giovanni joined the Somaschi Fathers, founded by Saint Jerome Emiliani, whose feast day is February 8th. Saint Benedictine joined the Ursulines of Capriolo. However, she was sent home after a year due to bad health. She returned to Pavia and prayed for the intercession of Saint Jerome Emiliani for improvement to her health. Her prayers were answered, and she went to the Bishop of Pavia, Luigi Tosi, and sought permission to dedicate herself to the education of young girls. Bishop Tosi asked Giovanni to leave the seminary of the Somaschi brothers to work alongside Saint Benedicta. The couple made a vow to remain chaste in front of Bishop Tosi, and the pair set off on their mission of the formation of the human condition and religious formation of the youngest of the abandoned castes of society, the poor and underprivileged. Their work was of such importance to Pavia that a school was opened in 1827. Saint Benedicta's work was of such local importance that the Austrian government recognized Saint Benedicta as a promoter of public education. Despite their vows of chastity, people still talked about Saint Benedicta and Giovanni. Accordingly, she turned the school and her assets over to the Bishop of Pavia and moved to another city, where she again started a new school in Ronco Scrivia in the Genoa region of Italy. On October 28, 1838, Saint Benedicta founded a new order, the Benedictine Sisters of Providence. Saint Benedicta was able to guide the formation of the new order until she died on March 24, 1858. Her remains were lost due to the Allied bombings of Ronco Scrivia during World War II in 1944. Saint Benedicta was declared to be venerable on July 6, 1985 by Pope Saint John Paul II. She was beatified by Pope Saint John Paul on May 10, 1987. Saint Benedicta was raised to the altar, to the honor of the altar, on May 19, 2002, when she was canonized at Saint Peter's Square in Vatican City, again by Pope Saint John Paul II. So that's the story of Saint Benedicta. And let's go ahead and move on. I want to talk about today's meditation, and I know I've not been real good about making sure you guys get the meditations each day. And this comes from a little snippet of a book by Father Mitch Pacwa. Intimacy with God requires quiet time, a scarce commodity during some seasons of life. Parents with little children at home, especially babies, might get a snippet of quiet time here and there. But when a baby starts to cry, a parent cannot say to them, "Honey, stop crying. I'm talking to God here." In fact, performing one's duty to meet the needs of a crying baby or a hungry child is a wonderful way to listen to our Lord, who says in regard to the hungry, thirsty, naked, and sick, "Whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me." And that's in Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. And this comes from Father Mitch Pacwa at page 108. So my question to you for today is, what quiet time are you devoting to gain your intimacy with God? Are you doing anything to gain your intimacy with God? You don't have to tell me. You don't have to find me on Facebook and tell me. It's a question that you ask yourself and answer yourself. What are you doing to obtain intimacy with God? And intimacy with God is very, very, very important to our prayer life and our relationship with God. Think about that for just a second, and then answer yourself at your convenience. So let's go ahead and go with the daily update for today. At 6:30 this evening, Terry Delp is going to be back on Taking It to the Streets. And Terry is going to do a show on, hang on, let me find it, because I can't remember the name of the facility. The Colby House, and he's also going to introduce Albert, who just got out of prison and is on his way to becoming a Catholic. So, Albert, we love you, and we support you. And feel free to reach out to me on Facebook with any questions about the Catholic Church. Then tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, and Terry's show tonight is at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Then tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, Catholic Ken is going to be on the air again, and that's Catholic with a K, alliteration there. And Ken is going to be doing his show about Holy Week and why it's so important to us to participate fully in Holy Week. And that starts with the Easter Triduum at the Mass of the Lord's Supper. Lent is over at the beginning of the Mass of the Lord's Supper. So you've got the Mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday. You've got Good Friday devotions on Good Friday, which is the very next day. Then there's the veneration of the cross, usually on Good Friday evening, but different churches do it at different times. And then there is the Easter Vigil Mass on Saturday night, and different churches do it at different times. Our church does it at 8 o'clock. And no matter how many candidates you've got or how few candidates you've got, we've got 12 this year. We had 19 last year. It's going to take a minimum of 2 hours. I mean, there are 7 readings before the Gospels. 7 readings. So there's a lot to that. And there's a lot to the Easter Vigil Mass. I highly recommend you participate in that. A lot of dioceses do the Chrism Mass during Holy Week. Our diocese is doing it on Tuesday at the Cathedral of St. Paul in Birmingham, and I'm going to try to go to that if I can find somebody from up here that wants to go with me, which may have just become difficult because a very good friend may need some help on Tuesday, and she's only going to get help Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So, anyway, then on Saturday, we've got Catholicism Rocks at 10 a.m., and William's guest on Catholicism Rocks is hopefully an interview about evangelism in the game Roblox. He hasn't told me that that's been confirmed, but knowing William, it has been. And then, that's at 10 a.m. Eastern on Saturday, and then on noon Eastern on Saturday, we've got Burnt Toast and Coffee with William Hemsworth, and it's scheduled to be an interview with the founder of Catholic Sprouts. And William is the first I've ever heard of Catholic Sprouts, but I'm going to do everything I can to tune in because I want to know what it's about. And then Saturday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern, Lisa Marie Nicole, the Catholic version of Striper, is going to be doing her Easter show, and that'll be on Facebook Live. You'll need to go to her Facebook page. Just search for Lisa Marie Nicole, and you'll find it. And you can listen to her live and even watch her and communicate with her, and she will respond to you to the extent that she can. I mean, she's got to pay attention to her music and everything, but she does tend to speak to people that speak to her. And you can only speak to her, of course, in text, but she tends to speak to people that speak to her. And her next show, which is going to be Rockin' for God, is going to be on April 6th. And her guest that show is going to be Faith O'Brien, who is a concert pianist, and she's also the music director at St. John the Baptist Church down in Florida. And I can say down in Florida because Florida is south of just about everything in the continental United States. William emailed me today, and the time is confirmed for the Saturday interview. So Catholicism Rocks will have an interview with the game Roblox. And he sent me that a little over 2 hours ago. So I apologize for not having seen that before now. And then next Friday, which is Good Friday, we're going to have a debate with Aletheia.com or Aletheia.org. I can't remember which it is. And it is going to be on Sola Scriptura. They're going to argue that and I don't remember what time it is, so I'm going to our Facebook, to our, not Facebook page, but our Blog Talk Radio page to see if I can find the announcement. I think it's either at 6 p.m. Eastern or 7 p.m. Eastern, which means that he's not going to be able to do the veneration of the cross. Let's see, that should be it right there. Oh, and last Saturday, William's show was from his appearance on Gary Machuda's Hands-On Apologetics radio program. So in this interview, he discussed the book of Jeremiah and some of the keys to properly understanding it. So I'm going to go back and listen to it. It should be an interesting show, to say the least, and I'm going to listen to this and try to pick up a time for Good Friday from John. And at the same time, oh, and Terry gave us our 14th show in the top 10. So congratulations, Terry. So anyway, I'm going to say it's either 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, and I'll firm that up and report back to you. Which reminds me, starting on Good Friday, we're going to be praying the Divine Mercy Novena in addition to the chaplet. And I have a few of these little prayer pamphlets that contain the story of the miraculous medal and a miraculous medal inside the plastic, which you can take out and you can put in your wallet or put on a chain around your neck, put it in the ashtray of your car so that it's always there, whatever you want to do, so long as you're not a smoker or just don't use your ashtray. And most cars today, I don't think, have ashtrays, to be honest. But I've got a bunch of these little pamphlets about the story of the miraculous medal that contain a miraculous medal. And so for the first person each day that calls at 3:30 Eastern to pray with me online, and it's only the first person that calls, and the number to call, grab your pen and piece of paper, is 515-602-9655. Again, that's 515-602-9655. And I have to say the niner because I've got that southern accent, and so nine sounds like five. 515-602-9655. And I will send one to the first person that calls that number each day of the novena from Good Friday through Mercy Sunday. And Mercy Sunday is the Sunday after Easter. This year it's April 7th. first person that at 3:30 Eastern calls the number I just gave, 515-602-9655, I will send one of these little booklets to. You'll have to find me on Facebook, which is not hard, and email me your address. Send it through Facebook Messenger. Don't post it on my page so that everybody and their dog can see it. Put it on, you know, send it to me in Messenger, and I will send you one of these little miraculous metal booklets. It's a prayer booklet. It's got the story of how Mary gave the miraculous medal to St. Catherine Laboureille. But as a condition, you have to pray the novena and the chaplet with me online on the show. And you have to do it live. There's not going to be a tape delay on this one. Well, there's whatever delay they put for the 7-second dump. But other than that, we'll be live without a net. It will not be Memorex. It will be live. Who remembers those commercials? Is it real or is it Memorex? So y'all keep that in mind. And I really want to give away 9 of these things. And if you need, you know, 3 or 4 of them for your family, tell me. I'll send you 3 or 4 of them. The Four Persons is not paying for these. A Catholic health group actually paid for them and gave them to their employees, and a few found their way to me. And I can get more if I need to get more. So, guys, if you're interested, let me know, and you let me know by calling the number, 515-602-9655, and one caller per household for the 9-day novena. Now, on Monday, we're going to have a special guest. Monday of Holy Week, we're going to have Martin Matulia from Guadalupe Radio Network, and he's going to pray the chaplet with me, and we're going to talk about the saint of the day. And then I'm going to interview him about getting into Catholic radio and how you get into the radio business. So that's a show that you're not going to want to miss, especially if you're interested in Catholic journalism or being on Catholic radio. So that's Martin Matulia, and he is the general manager of Guadalupe Radio Network, Alabama. And I listen to them a lot of times while I'm sitting here working or while I'm in my car. Always when I'm in my car, I keep my radio tuned to 88.7, which is the Guadalupe Radio Network in Gadsden. It's actually in Springville, but it reaches here. And it actually reaches as far north as Center and Rome, Georgia. So anyway, that's on Monday. Now, we just have a couple of minutes left, a little over five minutes left. So we're going to pray the 3 Hail Mary Novena, which we haven't been good about doing lately. So let me find it here. And by the way, we are in the season of the year called Passiontide. This is the last full week of Lent. Last Sunday under the old calendar was called Passion Sunday. Now they call Palm Sunday Passion Sunday, or Passion Sunday is set for Palm Sunday. And there it is. right under my bookmark for therockcompanyshop.com. And that's a great website, guys, rockcompanyshop.com. We've got a little over 4 minutes left here. So we're going to pray the three Hail Mary Novena. And this is a perpetual novena. It doesn't require any number of days in a row. It's you pray it when you can. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessity. And that would be the special intentions of everyone listening here, everyone in the Four Persons Facebook group, and everybody who will be listening eventually. And everybody in the world that has a special intention. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you to obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, Seed of Wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son, and obtain our petitions. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then, though not those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Seed of Wisdom, Mother of God, pray for us. O Mary most pure, pray for us. Saint Benedicta, pray for us. So friends, my name is Richard Pettis, and I will be with you again tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern. I want you to have a blessed rest of your Thursday and a blessed Friday until I see you at 3:30. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And Saturday, by the way, is Lazarus Saturday in honor of Jesus' friend Lazarus, whom he rose from the dead. And don't forget to go to Stations of the Cross tomorrow night. And Friday is a day of no meat, because it's a day of Lent. God bless you all.